In this bulletin, aid agencies warn of a looming humanitarian crisis in Yemen's port city. Rebel Wilson's record defamation payout slashed to $600,000, and England's 3-wicket win over Australia in London. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The International Committee of the Red Cross is warning of a looming humanitarian disaster in Yemen. It's calling for all sides in the country's war to protect civilians after Saudi-led coalition launched an air and ground assault on a vital port city. The port is the main route for food to reach most Yemenis, 8.4 million of whom are already on the verge of famine. ICRC spokeswoman Marie-Claire Fagali says tens of thousands of civilians could be displaced.
Today we are at a point where catastrophic is becoming an understatement. The humanitarian situation will depend on how this battle is driven and then how much respect for the international humanitarian law is shown by all the parties.
The American Secretary of State says the US hopes to see major disarmament by North Korea within President Donald Trump's current term, which ends in 2021. Mike Pompeo was speaking in Seoul, where he's briefing South Korean officials on the denuclearization agreement between Donald Trump signed with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president says North Korea no longer poses a nuclear threat. Speaking on Air Force One on his way back to the US, he told a journalist he believes that the North Korean leader was genuine.
I think he wants to get it done.
And how do you make sure you get people in there to make sure he denuclearizes? How do you get people in there?
We're going to have to check it, and we will check it. We'll check it very strongly. But he has a plan, total and complete.
And you trust him?
The answer is I do.
But U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says North Korea continues to pose a threat.
What planet is the president on? Saying it doesn't make it so. North Korea still has nuclear weapons. It still has ICBMs. It still has the United States in danger. Somehow President Trump thinks when he says something, it becomes reality. If it were only that easy.
A man has been charged with murder and rape after a woman was found dead on a Melbourne soccer field. Victoria Police Homicide Squad detectives arrested the man at Broadmeadows overnight. He's appearing in the Melbourne Magistrates Court today. The woman's body was discovered yesterday morning on a sports field in Carlton North by a passerby. She's yet to be formally identified and is believed to be aged in her 20s. A court has slashed the defamation payout to actress Rebel Wilson after finding there was no evidence she suffered economic losses because of defamatory articles published by magazine publisher Bauer Media. The actress won a defamation case last year over a series of articles published in 2015 which depicted her as a serial liar. But Victoria's Court of Appeal has set aside a decision to award her $3.9 million for economic losses and reduced her compensation for non-economic loss by $50,000 to $600,000. Justice Pamela Tate says the court found no evidence Wilson had missed out on film roles after the defamatory articles were published in magazines such as Woman's Day.
This court has found that the evidence Ms. Wilson relied upon was not sufficient to establish, on the balance of probabilities, that there existed the valuable lost opportunities for which she contended. This court has also found that Ms. Wilson was unable to establish that there was a causal connection between the defamatory publications for which Bauer was responsible and any loss that was suffered.
In cricket, England has defeated Australia by 3 wickets in their first one-day international in London. Australian all-rounder Glenn Maxwell fought hard to make 62 runs in his first one-day international half-century in more than a year. But England was easily able to chase down Australia's total of 214 runs, doing so with 6 overs to spare. It was Australia's first match under new coach Justin Langer. And now the weather, Perth partly cloudy and 19, Adelaide showers increasing and a windy day, 16, late showers for Melbourne becoming windy, 14, a possible late shower in Hobart, 13, Canberra, a possible shower in 12, Wollongong, sunny, 18, Sydney also sunny, 19, mostly sunny in Newcastle, 19 degrees, Brisbane partly cloudy, 23, Cairns, partly cloudy, 26, and Darwin, mostly sunny and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.